Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about healing our whole being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And that requires gentle facing of ourselves with absolute honesty and a resting into and learning to listen to our inner spirit, and also learning to listen to the spirit without, within nature, within the world around us. And as we align more with this truth of what we are, we heal in every aspect, and those around us will benefit, and Mother Earth will benefit too. I've been a doctor for 34 years, and you can look me up on my website. It's livingawarenesswa.com. And I also have a Facebook and Instagram page and YouTube channel, all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode is going to be about loving our loved ones. And I'm bringing this up specifically today because I'm in a space where there's inner transition. So there's a deepening into oneness, which is very beautiful. But because it's quite a big shift, the small self, the ego identity, you could say the aspects of me that are still in fear or have guilt or unworthiness are coming up. And when they're coming up, the people that often cop it are our closest loved ones. And I did do an episode a few weeks ago on healing grumpiness, and I talked quite a lot about projection there. So I won't talk too much about projection, although it's incredibly important. Because we do, without even realizing it, a lot of the time, whatever's going on in us, we will see it, project it onto those around us without even knowing that we're doing it. And in fact, one thing I really want to start with today is if we're talking about loving our loved ones, the first person we really need to love is ourselves. It's always going to be about that. And I am getting clearer and clearer in my life that when I am impatient with myself or frustrated with myself or judging myself because there is still resistance in me, you know, there is still elements of fear, unworthiness or guilt. If I judge that, then I'm going to be judging it in others as well. And likewise, the same occurs. If I am judging it in others, I'm going to be judging it in myself, because really we are all one divine essence. There is no separation. And it's a really beautiful thing. It's why Jesus said, by the way, love your brother as you would love yourself. That was not about healing your brother, although it does. It was about healing us. So the most beautiful thing is to look at our loved ones as though they're us. As though, you know, really do true empathy, really jump inside their skin and notice how they may be feeling. And the particular aspect that I want to talk about today, because it's been coming up a fair bit for me and I've seen it with clients as well lately, is that tendency we can often have to want to change or adjust another, change who they are, to give them advice, to tell them what we think they should do, you know, to do those, yeah, to not accept them entirely as they are. And I have noticed in myself when I've been going through this inner transition and I've not been totally at peace with my own resistance or just really gentle with it and kind with it, then I may be noticing my loved ones and their patterns that I seem to think are unwholesome, which They're obviously not, because obviously what they need to experience. But I notice their patterns with frustration as well. And mostly, thank goodness, I keep that in my head now. But I don't even want it in my head, really. You know, I can still, even in my head, have a tendency to think they need to change, or I should tell them this or that. And at times it does come out still. I've got to be completely honest with you. I can give advice when it's not necessarily needed or wanted. And what that does, if you really put yourself in the shoes of the other person and you recognize that they're doing the best that they can, and even if it appears that they are choosing patterns that are unwholesome, even if they're hurting others, which they, you know, which can happen, that's coming from stuff that's unconscious, their fear, their feeling of separation, their guilt, their unworthiness. It's not, they're still trying. So when we really step inside someone and we see that aspect, it becomes much easier to recognize, oh, okay, they're just trying to get love, for instance. They're just, you know, the Course in Miracles says, Osiris says, or Auntie Jinta says exactly the same thing, which is, and I know this within myself, anything that is not love is a cry for love. Because we're all just trying to find our way back to love, right? And when we're resting in that and in alignment with that, and, you know, we're living from that truth, we're living a wholesome life. But when we're in our separated self that still has fear, unworthiness, guilt, what we're going to be doing is crying out to get back into love. And we may be doing that in ways that are not wholesome, but we don't know that. So it's about being patient and kind and gentle. And the journey into love brings up great resistance. And that's what I'm finding, is that as there's transition, more stuff comes up. It's like, okay, I've got to welcome this too and witness this too, you know. And therefore, my mirrors that are all around me, my loved ones, are going to get caught in that. And the opportunity is that they're showing me me. They're showing me when I'm not at peace with myself, or when I'm not in judgment of, sorry, or when I am in judgment of myself, or not being kind and gentle. And I just want to get back to this giving advice thing. You know, when we're saying to someone regularly, you know, whatever it is that we think that they should do this or that, or we perhaps they could try something else, or what it's really registering inside is that what they're going to feel is that what I am in this moment is not okay by you. And that's not going to build their worthiness. And this is all about worthiness, you know, this whole healing thing. It's about worthiness. So when we feel completely innocent, guiltless, as we truly are, and entirely worthy of the love that is pure awareness, then we're going to be resting in it. So if we hold the intention to build worthiness rather than fix their behavior, you know, or even fix our own. So even for ourselves, if it's about building worthiness, not about getting it perfect or not making mistakes or stumbling or having a lot of stuff come up, you know, anger, fear, unworthiness, guilt, whatever. It's going to be about witnessing that in the same way presence or pure awareness does. And, you know, I had this beautiful experience in my meditation this morning, and it always brings up emotion when I feel this love so intensely. It was just this absolute recognition of the power of true acceptance. Presence, divine love, awareness is not witnessing anything we do with even the tiniest iota of judgment, because this is a dreaming. It's not really real. And all we are is this divine love. But not only that, is that there's a recognition that when we're in our small self, our separated self, there's absolute acceptance for that. Acceptance that is beyond this world's acceptance. You know, it's divine love. It's unconditional love. It's absolute perfection, okayness, still seeing the beauty of what we are, no matter what we're doing. And, you know, I was recognizing that in a moment of recognizing my own anger that was coming up, and recognizing that essence of presence. Just, sorry, in unconditional love. And when I, you know, I told you that I have had inside my head mostly, but does come out sometimes with my loved ones, when I'm feeling judgy about myself and I can get judgy about them and want to, you know, give them advice or tell them, I don't know, whatever, whatever I think they should be doing. When I know how awareness is holding them, which is with that same perfection, you are perfect, you are divine, you are beautiful, even as this being with all your imperfections. And so if I can hold them like that, not only am I going to get better at holding myself like that, but it's going to be really good for them. And guess what? You know, as it builds their worthiness, those behaviors that we may feel are unwholesome, or, I mean, they're never unwholesome. They're just what that person needs to experience in this moment. And, you know, many times for all of us, we need to experience some suffering. I've done it plenty of times, you know, that I have needed to experience a period of, Auntie Jinta would call it process, not mistake, but process, where not quite being on the right track, and it may cause some suffering, and that it's that suffering that caused that eventually got me out of it. So we have to let our loved ones be in that. And, you know, the greatest love we can offer them is that. And this doesn't mean two things, and I hope I remember to come back to both of them. But the first is that if we're in a relationship with someone and there are elements that don't ring true for us, you know, that in our direct relationship with them, there are things that are hurtful for us or not wholesome, or we feel we're not being respected, of course it's really important to set our boundaries and own our truth. Love does sometimes have to be very firm. And I don't know, just in a very small example of that is, say, with my children, although I'm trying to learn in what they're doing in their life, the choices that they're making, that I leave them to it. You know, unless they ask me for advice, which might be different, but otherwise, that I mostly leave them to it. But in their direct relationship with me, in the things that they do, say if they, I mean, they've left home now, but if they come over for dinner and they are on their phone all the time and they're not wanting to talk, or that, which is, you know, it doesn't really happen much, but, or they don't want to help me clean up or whatever it is, I'm perfectly entitled to express, get yourself up and do the dishes for me, or whatever it is, or, you know, no phones at the dinner table, or if they might forget to ask me about how I am, or, you know, I might express that, you know, whatever it is. It's very important that we feel okay about setting our boundaries. And the other is that the second thing, I think this was the second thing, but anyway, what's in my head now is that sometimes in a relationship, you know, we might be with someone who is choosing to keep their head in the sand, only from their own fear and unworthiness and sense of separation, but nonetheless choosing to keep their head in the sand and perhaps not face their own stuff, and we might be copying their projections, or we might have a sense that it's not wholesome to be with that person anymore or to spend less time or whatever it is. And that is also perfectly okay. You know, it can still be loving to leave someone. It doesn't mean we have to hold them with judgment. And yes, sometimes when we're in a relationship like that, anger may come up, and that anger might be useful because it's telling us, hang on, something's not quite right here, and we need to honour our truth and own our power, I suppose, and ensure that we are respected. So when I'm talking about loving our loved ones, it doesn't stop the firmness if firmness is required. Honestly, sometimes if someone is really caught in, let's say, you know, it could be, you know, standard behaviours, I guess, that all of us can get caught in, and it might be perhaps we're really caught in victimhood and blaming outside and not taking responsibility, or it might be that we're getting ourselves recurrently into conflict with others, or perhaps we're limiting ourselves from fear and we're not connecting with people or offering our value to the world, or perhaps we're getting caught in a lot of drama, or look, whatever it is, right? And we can all do that. It's never about judging that person, but we don't have to enable it. And, you know, many times I talk to clients about ways to be true to yourself and what your gut's telling you, which is if you're with someone and they're caught in a lot of blame or a lot of victimhood, or they're complaining a lot and you're finding that difficult to be around, then there are ways that you can deal with that. And it might be that you love sandwich it. You say something like, you know, it's really lovely to see you, but, you know, could we talk about something else today? Or because I really love, you know, sharing this stuff with you, whatever it is, you know, we can directly address it. We can perhaps just not engage with it, not ask questions about it so they don't go there. We can walk away. We can do all those things to try and not enable behaviours that don't sit with us in a wholesome manner. But it doesn't mean we have to judge that being for being in that, because we've all done it. You know, I'm still capable of victimhood. Any moment that I'm in a state of resisting or wishing a certain thing wasn't happening, that's a little bit of victimhood, you know, because it's not resting in that everything that's happening is perfect. And that doesn't mean that there aren't moments where it's totally okay to be grieving or just sad or feeling frustrated or feeling a little bit like, I wish this wasn't happening. We can hold that too with the greatest gentleness. And I just want to get back to this giving advice thing, because it's been one of my biggest learning lessons, to be honest, in this lifetime. And people, you know, clients sometimes say to me, so is it never okay to give advice? And no, nothing is never. And it's all about handing it to presence. And obviously, if someone comes to you and is asking your advice, or that's your role, you're a therapist, but even as a therapist, it's not really about giving advice. It's about turning them in. In fact, it's rarely ever about that. Perhaps a little bit of pulling back or guidance towards what feels wholesome or what feels wholesome for them. But I'm very much, it's about them discovering what's a wholesome way forward, them listening to their own heart. But, you know, sometimes people directly ask, and that's in that circumstance, if you feel that it might be wholesome to, perhaps from your own experience, which is often the best way to say, well, when I was experienced that, what I found to be wholesome was, you know, this or that. And then they can take that in whatever way they want to. And there hasn't been any, there's just been you sharing your experience. It's not about, you know, and from that they tune into their own wisdom and can guide themselves from there, rather than that direct, you know, this is what you should do, which when we're parents, we can occasionally step into, or we can probably do it with anyone for that matter. And certainly for me, there's been a lot of learning around pretty well letting that go. And certainly in those moments where it does feel that it's okay to give some guidance, the absolute key comes back to this acceptance, you know, this everything that you are, I totally understand, is totally acceptable. I see you, you know, I understand where you're at. You know, it's that deepest empathy and recognition that whatever they are is acceptable, is lovable, and also that opportunity to share from our own experience of what has been wholesome for us. And it's certainly, I'm noticing that the more I rest in that it does help people shift more than any advice giving would, that there's this growing, if there's a lot of acceptance and love towards that human, and the only boundaries are to do with any direct relationship with me, like I explained before, then there seems to be a growth. It's like that provides the greatest opportunity for them to, you know, shift into whatever's their heart is telling them is wholesome for them. And I know for me, when I've been in moments of process, so perhaps taking a step, you know, in a direction that I may have had to shift from later, that if others told me, I wasn't ready to hear it anyway, so there was no point. You know, it's like what we all gain the most from is this loving acceptance. But the best way forward is always about you and all of us in each moment tuning into our own heart. And the key for me at the moment is taking full responsibility for my own stuff, because I know, you know, there's stuff coming up because of inner transition, and then handing the rest over to presence. And there's always room to set the example for others. Occasionally there may be room to discuss things with people, and that from that basis of pure acceptance. But it's about handing it over. And I don't really know, if I'm being completely honest, what's wholesome. Of course, in, you know, in any situation, sometimes it's about just being present with it and seeing what comes. And when I rest into that presence, I know what I'm held in is pure acceptance, unconditional love. I know presence, even when I am angry, making mistakes, even if I'm projecting, I am being held in unconditional love. And so if we're wanting to bring presence to our loved ones, that's it. And there may be the opening for other chats, and that's just let presence dictate it. I don't know. In fact, the further I go on in this journey, the less I know. So really, it's just about, in an ongoing way, handing it over to presence. And when I do mess it up, just handing it over to presence again, you know, with no judgment. But just a learning, you know, that's the opportunity of messing it up, is that it's just about learning. And, you know, this podcast, it's what you're hearing is my learning. And, you know, I've got to say to you, anything I say or anything anyone says for that matter, take it into your own heart and sit with presence in yourself and come up with your version. Because we're meant to be our own individual authentic self, and we're meant to express, yes, we are this divine oneness, and yes, there are universal truths within that, but you are your own authentic divine expression. So that's utmost. It is utmost. And if something that you hear from me or anyone else doesn't sit quite true, or that's okay, you do you, you be you. Be the authentic, present, sovereign self that you are, divine love. And just getting back to that not knowing thing, I'm really also in a state at the moment of haven't got a clue. So, and that's because it seems the further I get in to this awareness, the more I'm seeing egoic stuff and, you know, all the mistakes. So then so much doubt comes up because I'm seeing the ego aspects more and more and more clearly. So it's a little bit like, well, all I can do is what was I saying to myself the other day? Awareness. What awareness is always loving. It's not scared. Awareness isn't scared. So it's only when I'm in the small self that there is doubt even. Awareness isn't doubting. It's just resting in love, open for the next opportunity. And nor is it judging, by the way, if the aspects of small self get it slightly wrong, or it's not really wrong. Let's go back to that word process, learning process. So I just want to reassure you, if you're also in that state, and I just want to say anything I have say or have said, you rest with it in your heart. You be authentic to you. This is just guidance from my experience, my current experience. And that experience shifts all the time. You know, it's really about hopefully becoming a clearer conduit for presence over time with that individuality that is meant to be expressed as well. But am I totally clear conduit? No. Am I working on that? Yes. So am I always getting it right? No. So it just keeps coming back to that oneness that is awareness, that is truth, reality. It's not scared. It's trusting, loving, divine, whole, connected with everything. And it, that space of awareness, can witness the small self that does have doubt and fear and unworthiness and guilt sometimes and anger and all of those other things, that it can witness that with absolute compassion, absolute acceptance. So just coming back to that pure awareness, the oneness that we all are. And knowing, that's the other thing that's coming a bit lately, is that my loved ones are within me and all around me as that oneness, that one divine essence, as is everybody, the earth, the trees, all of you. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.